The Alaska School Board is promoting e-commerce and e-publishing to communities in Alaska. There will be a free workshop next week, September 29th and 30th in Klawock, for people to learn how to expand their ideas to commerce or how to use e-publishing to share history. Here joining us this morning from the Association of Alaska School Boards is Steve Nelson to tell us more about those workshops. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And tell us first, this is in Klawock, but where and when is this taking place? Is it a morning thing, an evening thing, an all-day thing?
It actually, it's both. We essentially would go in and we do workshops in the evening from 7 to 9 p.m. It'll actually be held in the Klawock High School Library. And during the evening from 7 to 9 p.m., we'll be talking about a variety of things. Folks can come with their devices if they like and participate in hands-on activities. We talk about a variety of technology-based themes like digital publishing, e-marketing, e-commerce, and we'll explore some resources by visiting some sites on the internet. Basically, the idea is to just let people know some of the options that are out there for them in the entrepreneurial area. We've worked with a lot of folks who maybe have small businesses or are craftspeople and are interested in taking their business online, either by putting up a website, joining an e-commerce community, or even being able to take mobile payments. Other folks we've worked with are interested in doing digital publishing, which really can take a variety of forms. We've done everything from school books where kids are doing earth science assignments, basically creating an e-book with various chapters in it, up to people who are preserving stories and historical legends and things from native languages, folks working in with seniors and elders who are capturing their stories and their photos and putting them into digital books so that they can be experienced in a multimedia way. So we kind of cover the gamut. We start the workshops out and just give people some information and awareness of some of the tools that are available to them. And then we dig in, and if folks have specific projects they want to do, or if they're stuck on something and want to, you know, get to the next level, we can help them out with that. So general information and specific consultations. So the evening workshops cover a lot of ground, and we have some opportunity to work with folks individually. But the second day we're there, we often take appointments, 1 hour appointments. You can sign up for them and we'll sit with you and discuss your project and see what you're trying to do and how technology might assist you in that process.
So the idea of this is to get yourself visible on the internet in some capacity, your project?
Yeah, that's one thing, or using technology to create a variety of different types of projects. Like I say, digital publishing is one we focus on because a lot of tools have come out recently. I mean, we think about a book as words or pictures on a printed page, but it's so much more now with what we can do in incorporating multimedia into a digital book. So you can actually, like I was saying when we were talking about working with elders or seniors, you can actually embed movies, old photos, historic photos, capture text. You can even capture text from people talking. There's a feature on some of the apps that we're using where you can just turn it on and someone can talk into it, and it turns it into text. So that makes capturing stories real easy. But also, folks have talked to us about wanting to get an e-commerce website up that has a shopping cart and takes payments. So we really are versatile in what we can help folks do. And I will say we're not trying to help or tell people how to do their business. I think they know how to do that. But if we can help them think about how technology could assist them in doing their business, that's where we come in. And we've got a great team of Alaskans who have been doing professional development training on effective uses of technology for years, coming to Klawak, Cheryl Bobo, who some may be familiar with. She's worked a lot in the schools down there with technology and is well-known, and Chris Rollmine, who is another longtime IT and technology trainer, will be there with Cheryl. So the two of them are kind of a power team. We're happy to be able to visit Klawak this year.
Some people are very intimidated by technology. How, I guess, user-friendly is this for people who maybe are not as familiar as others? How familiar with the internet, with computers, do you need to be? What do you need to be familiar with in order to participate?
Great question. We have really tried to make this simple. That's why I say it's kind of geared for entry to mid-level skills. It's not to say that, you know, somebody who has more skills than that shouldn't come. We've worked with everybody, but we've tried to make things dead simple. And where, just to kind of get people up and running, and where they start may not be where they end up, but we have tried to make some of these solutions just super simple, so, and demystify some of that process of trying to put up a website, or how do I accept mobile payments, or how do I make a digital book. It does seem intimidating, but I'm telling you, the tools are way simple these days, and not as complicated as people might think. So that's the goal of our workshop, is to try and get people past their perceived boundaries and barriers, and help them accomplish what they want to do.
And why is the Association of Alaska School Boards offering this? Is this something you do regularly?
Well, we've been doing promoting digital learning in schools for many years, since 2005 when we got that going. And actually, Klawak's one of the early adopters. Their community did a one-to-one laptop program there back in 2006. And so they're kind of a technology-rich community and school. So we want to just help folks out there get to whatever next level they're at. But I know it sounds odd, like why are we doing this? And actually, we were able to get a grant from Connect Alaska. And Connect Alaska, if you're not familiar with it, is the Alaska arm of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. And they are interested in bringing or promoting broadband use and getting it to underserved areas. We're not bringing broadband with us, but we are working on their behalf through this grant to get more widespread access and adoption and use of technology and broadband so that it improves the life for Alaskans in rural areas.
So you're specific.
So that's our connection.
I'm sorry. And I was saying you're specifically targeting smaller communities.
Yes, for the most part. Yes, that's true. We've been to several communities in the last few years, such as Haines, Metlakatla, Manicotic, Chebec, et cetera. And this year, we've been able to expand. We'll be visiting 8 communities during the upcoming year. Seward, Soldotna, Nikiski, Glen Allen, Aniak, Kotzebue, Wrangell, and Klawak.
Okay. And is there a fee required to attend these workshops?
No, these are absolutely free. And so if you have ideas, show up. We'd be happy to chat with you about them September 29th and 30th. I think that's Monday and Tuesday, 7 to 9 at Klawak High School Library. And we would really look forward to meeting folks and talking with them about the projects.
And if someone wishes to attend, do they need to register or just show up?
Nope, just show up.
Okay, I think that is all I need. Thank you so much. Anything else you need to add?
No, we just look forward to meeting people and seeing what they're up to and seeing if there's anything we can do to help them use technology in a more efficient way.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria.
Steve Nelson with the Association of Alaska School Boards. Again, coming up is a workshop to help you promote e-commerce and e-publishing. That's in Kluwak at the high school library. The first session is September 29th from 7 to 9 p.m. And then they're available for consultation the next day, as well as having additional workshops. And you can find out more over in Kluwak.